A good shepherd leads, not drives, his sheep to new pastures. They follow because they have learnt to trust the one who calls each by name. They know that he is the one who rests by night by lying across the gateway of the sheepfold or pen to ensure their safety, to stop them from straying out into the night or to scare away thieves or wild animals that may be prowling. This is a powerful image our Saviour gives us, one of loving and caring for us, of knowing and understanding our needs, of knowing each one of us by name. It shows us that by putting our trust in Him, loving Him and following Him, we too may be saved from fear. This year, Christian Aid is highlighting the ways in which partners across the globe have undertaken journeys that have led their communities out of fear and into hope. Our Christian hope is rooted in the infinite possibilities for transforming hurt into healing and fear into trust that spring from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. War is a terrible thing. It damages people deeply, even in short times of conflict. Dealing with the after effects of violence requires perseverance. And this morning we're focusing on South Sudan. And shortly I'll show you a film clip telling the story of a family living there. But first let's consider a few facts about South Sudan. Firstly, where is it? It's in Central Africa, with Ethiopia to the east, Uganda to the south, the Central African Republic to the west, and Sudan itself bordering the north. It's been an independent country since July 2011, nearly 3 years, and it's the world's newest country. Independence was brokered after decades of war between ethnic groups in the north and the south of Sudan. But since 2011 and independence, tension and fighting continue over border issues and rights to oil in the south. Life expectancy of the average person living in South Sudan is just 54 years, or in some places less than that. Only 70% of the population have access to safe water. 3 out of 10 people have no safe water. And even more shockingly, only 15% have access to adequate toilets. The literacy rate in the country of South Sudan is just 27%. 70% of all children aged between 6 and 17 years have never been in a school classroom. Millions of people in South Sudan live in exile from the civil war and have been returning home. They speak of precarious journeys fraught with ambushes, looting, violence and rape. Stories of fear from people who for all that have still travelled home in hope. But their new home is a fledgling country whose transformation is regularly disrupted by intercommunal violence, rebellion by militia groups, and localised conflicts over land and natural resources. Making peace and living in reconciliation remains a critical challenge for these people. The latest rebellion has displaced 1 million people, with some of those people having to eat grass and tree roots to survive. But at least this morning there is news that a ceasefire and peace agreement has been brokered by the Americans between the government and the rebels. In South Sudan, Christian Aid is working with a relief agency called HARD, the Hope Agency for Relief and Development. HARD provides returnees with hope in the form of temporary shelters, blankets, water containers, mosquito nets, and other essentials. finance is being provided now for longer-term homes and cash to initiate businesses. Long-held hopes are beginning at last to take concrete form. Teresa, one returnee, has opened a church because she knows that it was faith that sustained her hopes in the toughest of times. And she says, a church is important for a community. When I returned, I opened up this church. It is full of people. We sing, we pray, and we support each other. And it is here, through church and in shared faith, that Christian Aid supporters in the UK hold in common. Here in worship, we share the same scriptures and in solidarity can support one another, for we share the same hope in Christ. We are encouraged to entrust ourselves and any thoughts of revenge to God, who alone can and will judge justly. For those living in South Sudan, in the face of poverty and violence, it is undoubtedly a difficult challenge to trust God in this way. But to live in any other way is to live like sheep that have gone astray. Jesus said in our Bible passage today, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. We need to trust in the Good Shepherd who will lead the flock. On our journey, we may well encounter people of greed and violence. And so we need to make ourselves familiar with the repeated call of the one who shepherds us out of fear and into hope. Many supporters of Christian Aid and their partners will bear the scars and the joys of both. We should also remember in our prayers the frontline workers of Christian Aid and all the other NGOs who so often give their lives in this great cause. I can think of one person who, in the last year I know, involved in a humanitarian project of this nature who was killed during a rebellion. And that's just one of many. So the people here we're supporting in Christian Aid, those who go out in the front line to actually deliver the help, the hope for the future, they place their lives at risk every day. And it's important that we all remember that. Now we learn in the book of Acts that the first disciples sold what they had and shared their money so that none would go to waste and all would go to need. It is tempting to keep all we've earned and we fear to lose what has been hard won. But peace for some and not for all is not a peace with a foundation deep in justice. Justin Welby says that as individuals, we may not see what good we are doing. But last year, Christian Aid supporters in UK and Ireland raised nearly £12 million to support people in areas of conflict and deprivation through their partners. And Justin Welby went on to say, Christian Aid is making a difference. And the good we do is seen by God, and things do change.